Well, it's everything I've been working for over the past 4 years, really. Like, it was really nice to have been nominated a bit earlier in the season, and then now to have it all confirmed, it's made the whole game really real now.
That was the issue behind it, wasn't it? Because there were a number of slots that you were waiting to see if they'd be confirmed before you knew whether or not you'd occupy one of them. Must have been a pretty nervy wait.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I swam my best at the trials, and like I made the qualifying time. But then it's only like until recently that the International Paralympic Committee confirmed how many places Britain has. And so we were just waiting for that final number, really. And then, that was all confirmed. And I think everyone who was in the same boat is now, like, overjoyed. Because, there's that bit where you should be going. But then until it's been, rubber stamped, there's always a little bit of nerves, I can imagine.
and of course, you've been to Paralympics before. You've medaled twice. Describe to me what it's like, because very few of our listeners will know what it's like to compete at such an elite level. What does it feel like?
Paralympics is like nothing else, honestly. It's everything from my experience in Beijing. It was just immense. Like the venues were huge, and I've swum in the aquatic center for trials, and that's going to be absolutely massive. And the atmosphere, having a whole British crowd this time rather than a predominantly overseas crowd, I can just only envisage it being something breathtaking. And yeah, like if anyone, like there's still tickets available, and if anyone can, get to the Paralympics to watch anything, I'd definitely recommend it. Just it's quite a show, and not just being able to watch the world's best athletes do what they do best, but just like the venues and the whole atmosphere, and like for the country, London, and then if you miss it, it'll go like a flash. It's going to be awesome.
You're touching on it a little bit there, but the intangible of competing at a home games must be indescribable, but also must bring that extra bit of pressure for the athletes that it is in London, that it is in front of a home crowd, as you say. Is that worse for athletes, or does it spur you on?
I think it's very much how you interpret it. Personally, I'm going to embrace it. Like we've done. We've all had access to psychologists and training on how to deal with pressure and everything. And we've kind of come to the conclusion that with a home crowd as big as it's going to be, there'll be no way you'll be able to block it out. And so if up till now your tactic's been just block out the crowd and do it myself, I can imagine having, 15 of the 16,000 people cheering at you, you're not going to really stand a chance. So I think you've just got to embrace it. And, know that they want you to swim your best, or, not to swim, but if you're doing other sports, that the whole crowd watching you is behind you. And, you just need to embrace it and take it on as a real positive, and think of the intimidation that that's going to have for your competitors. That they come out and they have like a little bit of a murmur, but then you walk out and the crowd will just, make the venues come alive, really.
That's in less than 100 days. Talk me through your day now. What's it like for an athlete of your level in terms of training, the restrictions it puts on your life, what you have to do, where you have to be?
It's definitely a commitment. I do two sessions a day. So I do about 4 hours of swimming, and then I do gym on top of that. And so it's a heavy amount of like direct training. But then, like you said, there's a lot outside of it. Like we have access to nutritionists, and then that leads on to like a monitored diet, so we have to be very strict with what we eat. And then there's access to physios and other like sports science support, so you like I might some not every day but be analyzing my past performances and how the training is going. And so there's definitely a big commitment of my time. And then like for example, because it's not like I can just take 5 days annual leave whenever I feel like it. Often things like birthdays and, family gatherings and stuff have to get missed. But, friends and family accept that, as do I, and it's just part and parcel of the territory.
And the sacrifices you mentioned there and that you're making, when it comes to race day, when you've done all your training and when you're there on the blocks, ready to go, what's going to be going through your head? What's going to be the overriding thought, do you think?
It will be definitely worth it. The experience and the whole process that Beijing gave me made me know that no matter, you know, how much I would have to give up between Beijing and London, when London came around, it'd be definitely worth it. And I think, you know, for those 4 years, just to come down to about 5 minutes of swimming, and you know, for some of my peers, you know, it's like 30 seconds. It's almost like, you know, you want it to be as short as possible, meaning you're going as fast as you are. But yeah, I think for everyone, it's well worth what you've had to give into it, and you get out what you put in. And so the more now I focus on my training, the more I know, you know, in, like you said, less than 100 days' time, it's all going to pay off.